like
that. Jingle that bells, Batman smells, Robin laid an egg.
Batmobile
slashed his wheel,
and Joker got away. Hey.
Got away. Hey!
Hey, we remember.
I forgot that part. Thanks, Chris.
I briefly remember that as soon as you started singing, I got flashbacks of elementary school.
Exactly, yeah. Welcome to Thought Arcade, our last sort of Christmas episode. Very excited. Christmas is here, and with us, we have a special guest. We have Emily. She's here. She's back with us. She's going to bring some topics to debate with us about Christmas. I believe she believes that Die Hard is the best Christmas movie. Yeah, maybe.
Wait, really?
Oh, God.
No. No? Okay. Then we're going to get into some of our Christmas memories. Yeah. Christmas traditions. It's going to be a great, great, great holiday-filled episode. But we're going to have a very quick 1 second moment of silence for our 1 year anniversary snub of our previous Christmas episode, which was the greatest episode ever recorded in podcasting history. That will never be released unless you subscribe to our Patreon that we're working on.
You'll be able to tell what we say, but okay, moment of silence.
Yeah, ready? Good job. All right.
For the fallen episode. Gone, but never forgotten.
If you got a White Claw, pour that out. If you got, you know, your margarita, take a sip, you know.
Speaking of which, this actually is very related. The sponsor of this episode is Bright Claw. Are you tired of drinking all these heavy beers and super high-calorie drinks and all this crap?
I really am. I feel so bloated afterward.
And do you enjoy gluten-free water?
I do. I love gluten-free water.
Then crack open a Bright Claw. Sponsor of this episode. Thanks, Bright Claw, for making the Thought Arcade happen.
Making spirits bright during this holiday season. Thanks, so Bright Claw.
Bright and light.
Bright and light.
Oh, bright and light. There we go.
Okay. All right, Chris. Get us, Chris.
All right. So first topic of the day. We got Christmas memories. What are y'all's, some of y'all's favorite Christmas memories?
That's, I think our guest should lead us off.
Yeah, it snowed in Corpus Christi, the southest, well, not the south, but like it's really far south, really Texas, south on the bay.
And it like never snows in Corpus ever. And my mom has lived there her whole life. And it wasn't until 2004 that she saw her first snow. And that was incredible. It was real good snow, too.
And it was like light and fluffy snow. And it was like a solid like 3 inches.
Yeah, and it stayed the next day. It didn't turn to snow and gross stuff till for a while. It
was we made a me and my brother made a big snowman at our grandparents' house.
Nice.
And by big, I mean like knee height.
A snow frog.
Yeah. We made a snow frog for my nana.
There we go.
If you look at satellite images, it didn't even snow anywhere else. It was like just Corpus too, and it was it's like a Christmas miracle.
Yeah,
it would never snow in like Austin or like Lockhart.
It's come really close.
The magic about it is it was Christmas Eve night, like with the sun went down, and then we started getting some hail, and then it was magical.
Actually,
oh, so then you guys woke up and it was just like it was an actual winter wonderland.
Yeah, I was out there playing in the snow until like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, I was out there, like, throwing snowballs at cars and stuff.
We played all. Well, we were actually.
Wait, hold on, what?
Christmas party.
Yeah, cars would come by, and I threw snowballs at them. Yeah.
That's called assault.
That's illegal.
I would say Christmas tradition.
A lot of firsts.
One of my favorite memories is when I used to live in, like, Lockhart, there was this little, like, cul-de-sac that we lived in, and one of my friends lived down the street. And we hung out on, we would like did our thing with our own families during the day. And then at night we would hang out with each other and like show each other our cool toys, gather all our other friends in the neighborhood, bring them to like the cul-de-sac that was in front of my house. And we would just play like street soccer or like some sort of like field hockey game. And
best for that stuff.
Yeah. And one Christmas, it was super cold, but we didn't care. One Christmas, We broke Christmas lights.
Wow.
We broke them in the street.
Oh, like a riot?
Like on purpose?
Dude, it I mean, it might as well have been
like with malice intent.
I'm not gonna continue any further, but yeah, we cracked Christmas lights. There's just shattered glass and cans of sodas.
Chris!
Yeah.
Every day I learn something more and more fascinating about you.
But this is when I was like in middle school. These aren't the stories.
The rebel years, yeah.
But yeah. Now that I'm older, I do laugh about them. So yeah, that's what we would do.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you, Elijah?
My favorite Christmas tradition that we have, that we started out a long time ago, were to get me, my brother, and my two cousins, like to go to sleep. My parents and my aunt would all crowd into like this little Dodge green minivan, and we'd all pile in there and we'd all go look at Christmas lights starting at like 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. or something like that. And we'd drive around the city for like 2 hours going around for Christmas lights. And there's like a Pacific, the ocean.
I was like, wait a minute, that didn't sound right.
The fourth wall of your life and told yourself this.
Yeah. The specific area, because there was like a neighborhood in Corpus that was like named after like holiday stuff. Like there's Candy Cane Lane, Santa Claus Boulevard and stuff. And that HOA must be insane because they have to have like huge displays and like people will have like little popcorn machines and stuff and like Santa Clauses and elves giving out like candy canes and stuff. But we would do that to like tire us out, and we'd come back home and, you know, we'd have like hot cocoa or something like that, or watch a Christmas movie and then go to bed, you know, in preparation for Christmas. So that's like probably like my favorite tradition, and I'm trying to keep that alive with Val. So we're going to go Christmas Eve, like look at some lights and stuff. And her hospital has like a big light display that we can go walk through. So we're going to go do that whenever my mom gets in town. So
yeah, that's like, speaking of traditions and stuff, we were actually at the mall today. Just kind of cruising around. It's like a nice outdoor, the Domain, you know, it's just, we wanted to get out. It's a nice, beautiful day. And we were thinking about, like, we've been thinking about this year, just a bunch of traditions that we would implement in our own family, you know, like,
yeah,
what do we do as a family? Like, we don't have kids or anything yet. Like, you know, but
yeah.
He said, yet. He said, yeah, right.
He said, yeah.
We're working on him. I'm just like, no, just like, so like, we were at the Van store and Emily's like, oh, that'd be really cool. Like every Christmas go to Vans and like pick everyone out a brand new pair of Vans. Like even the little ones, you know, like even the little kids.
I was saying, cause you know how people do like the matching pajamas.
Yeah.
It's like a white people thing. Cool. But
it's like a white people thing.
All right. I've never done that in my life except once. And we always did matching t-shirts.
Val does it. Aspen gets everybody matching pajamas. Anyway, I love it. But I've never done that. And we've been wanting to, you know, we've been brainstorming on what kind of traditions we might want to start now that we're the Leonettes is. And it was like, what if we all get matching Vans every year and just like take a picture of like all the, you know, with the feet all together and
there
like
we go.
The little feet was starting to get bigger. Yeah. And it'd be, I know, right?
The little 1-inch Vans.
Still yeah, like that are still bucks, full dude. Priced for that's some reason. Come yeah. On,
yeah, they're still $40.
Yeah.
Oh, well. But yeah. Like we're thinking about new stuff like that. Like actually after this. We're gonna go get the peppermint chocolate milkshake from P. Terry's.
Oh yes!
And we're gonna go some Christmas lights and oh my god! I'm excited to try that thing, man. That's
yeah. P. Terry's always has good stuff.
Yeah.
Like Christmas lights are a big deal. I've never done the whole matching pajama thing. When I was a kid, like I would wear whatever. You know, sometimes I wouldn't even wear anything. You know, I just go down there, start opening gifts. You know,
nice.
And parents would scream and stuff. But hey, you know, it's Christmas. It's It's Christmas.
Yeah. I mean, your brother is like that, you know, just.
Yeah. My brother's like that. We got him a robe one time and,
Never Thursdays.
Wore clothes ever again.
Yeah, exactly. He legitimately never wore clothes again. Yeah. a long time ago, we used to do a caroling event at my great aunt's house. Mm-hmm. And we would go and just have a motley crew of instruments. Like my cousin would bring his tuba one time, and I had a bass guitar, so I played bass. And then we'd all sing with like this weird motley crew of instruments and stuff.
Tuba, and, a bass, bunch of
voices. Exactly. We'd have all that stuff, and then you know we'd all sing, and then we have like a little potluck thing. Like looking at it now, like whenever we were doing it, I was just like, "Oh my gosh, this all sounds horrible. It sounds like a 5-year-old orchestra," you know. But now I'm like, "Oh, I wish we kind of did it again," you know.
And you so recorded it.
Yeah. We have recordings of it.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to find it, but yeah, we have recordings of it. But like, I think caroling, like as like a tradition overall, is just kind of dead, right? Like,
yeah,
like we've never been anywhere where there's like active carolers and stuff.
That's true. We never. I guess we just not
like in Corpus, there was never any sort of caroling. Mm-mm. You know,
like school choirs will go places like to nursing homes and to shopping malls and stuff.
I remember the shopping mall a little bit. Mm-hmm. But like going out to like a local neighborhood, you know, and having like the carol, like from Elf, whenever they have those carolers or whatever, like in the park, like you're not gonna see that anymore.
It ain't safe.
Nah,
it ain't very safe. True.
It ain't safe.
Very true. New York park rangers are on the naughty list, so
yeah,
they never forgave me. Another tradition I have is I watch Charlie Brown Christmas. Big Peanuts fan. So we watched Charlie Brown Christmas on Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I wait until Christmas Eve to do it. Val, we were supposed to watch it last year, but something happened. We just never did. Like ran out of time or something. I don't know. But this year, like I'm dead set. Like that's what we're doing. We're watching Jim Carrey's Grinch and Charlie Brown Christmas. So.
Oh, dude. Yes.
Yeah. Very excited. She grew up doing the gingerbread house thing. I never did, and I find I like to think of myself as a crafty person. I know I'm not, but you know, we all have our imaginations out there.
DIY, you know.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, remember that Whataburger chicken box you made for your?
That's true. I did make a Whataburger chicken box for Halloween. That was awesome, man. Used like 2 whole cans of spray paint and stuff.
Oh, dude. I'm pretty sure we have some sort of cancer from that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. God. We lost brain cells,
for sure.
But she did gingerbread houses and stuff. So I built my first one with her last year, and it was horrifying.
Oh, dude.
Like, it probably owned, like, the closest we've ever been to, like, a fight and breaking up was over this gingerbread house. Because, like, the icing and stuff, like, doesn't set.
It takes a while,
and I thought it was like instant because I'm used to like super glue or like plastic cement or something like that. So it's like it's pretty instant. You got like 10 seconds to dry. And this stuff like we put the little house together, and we were trying to stack the Santa and the reindeer on top of the house, and like it just kept sliding.
the roof
the roof was sliding. The Santa Claus was like sliding off the roof. Tim Allen was going to show up and ask where he is, you know, and I got really frustrated with it. And Val was like, I'll just work on your side too. And I was like, okay, fine, whatever.
That's so weird because I was anxious the whole time. Like I just didn't believe in it. I didn't believe in it because me and Emily just did a gingerbread carousel. And I want to show Chris, but I, you know, Chris
died
backing up, unfortunately.
RIP.
Yeah, but we'll probably bring it back up. So we'll switch scenes here. Oh wait, he's coming back.
There he is.
Hey, let's there go. You
go. I don't know what happened. What? Gave out, but all right. Anyways, where were we?
We're talking about gingerbread houses.
Oh, nice. I think I've only ever built one. But anyways, continue.
So yeah, this is me and Emily's that we tried. This is the box. This is what it's supposed to look like. And we got this thing cracked in all kinds of ways.
Like, did it come that way?
It absolutely came this way.
Where'd y'all pick it up at? Like Walmart or something?
Yeah.
We got ours at Walmart too. It's okay.
We took so much care of this thing on the way home. But anyways,
we were gentle.
So I'm already giving up. And
well, it's over.
I was like, dang. Like,
what do you mean?
I wanted to make like a cool looking thing, and how it's just kind of like I don't even know how to do it right.
At this stage, he was done. It was just done.
Yeah.
Emily was like using that glue, like he said, but she was using it like epic. Icing. And so I was putting the little, you know, that was my contribution, the little gumdrops.
That's exactly what I ended up doing, was just adding some gumdrops and like a candy cane.
Yeah.
I think
she was completely taking control.
I had that same thing happen. I built one maybe a few years back, but the one I had bought, it was already broke in the box. And I got it for the complete intention of defeat anyway, so it didn't really matter. It was going to be the same whether it was fixed or broken. I was still going to eat it.
Yeah.
But I would do the same thing that, like, I did the same thing that, like, Emily would do, is I would just use, like, the icing as, like, cementing paste.
Yes.
And I would just kind of, like, paste everything together. But then it got to the point where I kept doing that too much, and it just looked like a hot mess.
Yeah.
It was a hot mess until I made it decorative.
You did great. Like, you get little swirlies happening and stuff.
Once we glued everything together so that we had pieces, we put it in the fridge, and that really helped. Because then afterwards, we could really work with
it. Yeah, so like put it in for like 10 minutes, and it'll help set faster. And
it's what we'll do. We haven't built ours yet. We got an Oreo house.
Oh, we saw an Oreo one.
Wait, what?
That you could probably eat.
I would eat that one.
You don't eat this one.
Oh, you shouldn't? Or like you can? Or
it's icky.
We'll go ahead and say that.
I've never attempted to ever eat a gingerbread house, because like the one we had that me and Val made, like we left it out for like 2-3 weeks. So I'm pretty crazy? Sure everything on the planet like crawled on it. Huh?
So I'm crazy.
I mean,
I don't know, man. I never liked gingerbread stuff.
I'm not saying I would like eat one that was like 2-3 weeks out. Like, this was one that like sat out at least 2 days time.
And then eat it.
And then I would eat it progressively through the day.
I guess I just don't like the gingerbread.
I don't like the gingerbread at all.
I ate the icing. Oh.
I love gingerbread.
This thing was a wreck, and I was just watching her icing the whole thing. And then I'm getting all anxious because I'm thinking we're going to run out of icing because we're using more than we should. And so this is what it looks like, finished product. And this thing looks dope.
Like, it has lights attached to it. Like, that's next level.
Yeah, you put a little icing on it, and you just stick the lights there. And it's
jeez,
that looks delicious.
And it's on a 10-foot cane. I bet the candy cane poles, I bet those are pretty good.
I'm not a fan of candy cane. I'm just right now.
Any
Yeah. The Jolly Ranch are the fruit flavored
Jolly
ones.
Rancher, yeah.
Those are the good ones.
Those are the best ones.
But Jolly no mint. Wait, Elijah, you don't like mint? You don't like candy? It's mint, though. You like?
I know. I love mint. Yeah. It's this shape. Like, it's a cane, and it turns into a shank, you know, halfway through, so you can shank somebody, your tongue.
It's the inconvenience of how like, to eat it.
Exactly,
You've had too many accidents happen with candy canes. That's the reason
I'm going to go out there and say it, and everyone's going to hate me. I'm not a big sucker, you know? I'm not. I can't do it. I can't do that. I can't do lollipops. Can't do Tootsie Rolls are disgusting.
Like, Tootsie Rolls are disgusting.
You're going to hell if you like Tootsie Rolls. Like, I said it.
Then I'm going to hell then, because I like Tootsie Rolls.
Chris likes me. You have a huge sweet tooth though. You're an exception.
Okay, cool. But can we get a Michael Scott button every time someone makes like a weird joke? We just say that's what she says.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, Michael Scott, that's as healthy as you do, Chris. and talk about sweets. I rarely do eat like see you eat sweets.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
except for that one potluck where I forgot, like one of my coworkers brought like the little 2-bite brownie things. Mm-hmm. You and I ate the entire thing.
Hey,
there we go.
Had a Reese's, and that was in that was earlier. And also, you guys have seen me down like 10 s'mores in
one.
Oh
my god, s'mores are not safe around this. So they disappeared so fast.
Oh, they're delicious.
It's very impressive to watch.
I know. I like the fruit flavored candy canes are okay. I it's just like we were trying to decorate the tree, and Val was like, "Do you want to put like real candy canes in there?" And I was like, "No."
Just a face of disgust.
Yeah, just in the middle of like the Hobby Lobby or something like that. She's like, "Oh, we should put candy canes on there." I was like, "No, no, we shouldn't."
Have y'all seen those little like scented like sticks that are like that are like scented like a fir tree or whatever?
To Bath and Body Works and buy yourself the Fraser fir candle. Okay, don't be all fancy with your sticks.
Or just go to the car place and they have those air fresheners.
Use air fresheners as ornaments.
The pine one. Yeah. Use the pine one.
Like Christmas trees. Put Christmas trees on a Christmas tree.
Is that Christmas tree cannibalism at that point?
Nothing is eating anything.
Yeah, I was about to say no. I don't
think
so.
Wearing it. It's like Leatherface, but like.
Yeah, it's more like.
So one of my favorite like tradition things that was kind of a tradition for a little bit was my mom learned how to make pan de polvo cookies, and like she had been harassing this lady at my dad's work for like years, evidently trying to get this recipe, and she finally gave it to her, and. It's the best pan de polvo you're ever going to try ever. And it's
really good.
And we had them every single year for Christmas.
Which is, for those who don't know, is a cookie.
It's a sugar cookie.
It's a subgenre of the sugar cookie.
It's like a Mexican sugar
cookie. Yeah, with cinnamon and stuff on it.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
Very dry, but
they're also called like Mexican wedding cookies. It's like a real similar thing to it.
Exactly.
But yeah, I remember one year where Daniel made like 10 pounds of this cookie. like our little bitty wood circular table that we had, like he just threw like just dough on it and just rolled it. And it was like the circumference of it, which was like 7 feet of just pan de polvo batter. And he's like making these little bitty knocks, and then he'd roll it, and then he'd redo it, and then roll it, and then redo it. He did that for like
oil, what is it?
Yeah,
anise.
You gotta make tea.
It's a
whole
thing. Basically. It's really hard. But
have you ever tried making like a pizookie with that kind of cookie?
A whaty?
You know how like BJ's Brewhouse, they do the cookie in the skillet with ice cream on top.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah. A bazooki.
Yeah,
okay, I get
big that. Skillet cookie. Is that what?
Yeah,
it means?
Big skillet cookie. Basically, why did you do that?
That's what words mean.
Well, the cookies are really tiny, usually.
Yeah, they're super tiny.
Yeah, they're like little dollar cookie. Like
my
little
dad
dollar
makes them heart shaped. It's really cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Oh, okay.
I like the Loaf House style cookies that you see at Walmart. They're like super chewy ones, super soft ones.
Oh yes,
those are cookies. Those are a subgenre of cookies, and they're called Loft House style cookies.
I always wondered what to call those. I was calling
called Loft House style cookies. They're technically they're of the sugar cookie family. Which, if you know how to make a sugar cookie, you can make a bunch of different branches of cookie. So
I didn't realize there was more than just one. I didn't realize there were subgenres of sugar cookies.
Yeah, like Snickerdoodle is a subgenre, you know.
I don't even know.
Hey.
Oh, those. Nice. That's what they're called.
Yeah.
Oh, I can wait. One of those and then my mouth is super dry.
Oh yeah, no, those are
like a Popeye biscuit. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah, that too.
Or some hot chocolate.
Really it just soaks up
because they're so dry and it's just really good with like the coffee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel that.
Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're adults and we can have cookies for breakfast.
Yeah.
And coffee.
And coffee.
Guess who had a Sonic Blast for breakfast today?
No.
For breakfast?
Wait, hold on. Which flavor? Which kind?
I had the Oreo Cheesecake Blast.
Oh my gosh. Let me ask you what you were doing at around noon today.
I was running around the ship chasing people.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I thought you were taking a fat nap.
I know, right? It was
fat nap in the bed.
I did end up sitting down around like 2 o'clock, and our maintenance guy comes over. And he's like, "You like Red Bull?" And I was like, "Yeah, I like Red Bull." It's like, "You could use one, huh?"
Oh.
And I was like, "Look, man. I've been standing for 60 hours, okay? I know you're doing hard mechanical labor, okay? But I'm standing here. Yeah. Different, okay?
Wait, did he bring you one?
No, he offered.
Wait, he just asked? Oh, okay.
He was going out to go get like some. And he's like, "You like Red Bull?" And I was like, "Nah, I'm good. Thanks." Yeah.
That would have been, so bad if he was.
There is like a winter berry or Arctic berry Red Bull.
Yeah.
It's like a weird minty berry thing. It's not the strongest Red Bull flavor, but it's definitely better than like the cranberry one.
Red Bull and Monsters just don't stop coming out with flavors.
I know. And they both came out with a watermelon at the same point. Come on now. Tell me the Rothschilds aren't involved, you know?
And on this episode of Conspiracy Corner.
Why is it a Sonic Blast for breakfast?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Oh, because I got home really, really late last night because I was doing this overnight training at work. So I went to bed at like midnight, got up at 7 and took care of Odin and stuff like that. And I didn't want a Hot Pocket.
Too lazy to make breakfast.
So I,
He realized
it wasn't like a whole Sonic Blast. It was like a couple bites.
Was your choice? A Hot Pocket or a Sonic Blast?
The Hot Pocket takes 2 minutes, and then you got to allow 2 minutes to cool, in the crisping packet. And it's a bacon flavor. It's not the sausage flavor. It's not as good.
That's the worst, too, like waiting for it to cool down. That's why I always get like burnt mouth syndrome.
Exactly, yeah. Like I don't want to run that risk when it just gets cold anyways. So.
First off, no one waits for it to cool down. That's first.
I don't want to wait for those to cool down, man.
Yeah. There is an even better version of this thing. Jimmy Dean came out with a stuffed hash brown.
What?
Oh. What?
It's a hash brown, and it's stuffed with a bunch of stuff like egg, cheese, sausage, meats and stuff. Yeah. I've been eating those lately. Those are amazing.
That just does not sound. I thought, okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Please show it on screen. Google, I was going to say the reason why you had that Sonic Blast was because you realized you didn't have dinner the night before. So he was like, "I'm going to get dinner now."
That's true. The scheduling was really dumb. I went to work at 9, got off at 1, went back there at 4, got off at 11. So I ate dinner at like 3:30, and it was Taco Bell.
Stuffed hash browns.
Not Jimmy Dean.
Oh, we gotta go Jimmy Dean, huh?
You gotta dare it first. There it is.
Let's see what happens. Should I just go?
Yeah, just Google image it. Yeah. Risk it for the biscuit.
Oh, we risk it.
There it is.
Wait a second.
And it's in a sleeve.
Yeah, you get a little crisping sleeve, like a Hot Pocket.
Oh, so the,
it's a Hot Pocket.
It's a hash pocket.
I couldn't imagine what it was.
I'm telling
you, dude. Now the people from Taco Bell are going to Jimmy Dean. They're like,
"What can we do?
Got an idea.
How can we add more salt to this? What can we do? Where is the sodium? The levels are not high enough." It's going to be huge sodium levels.
Jeez. Dude, they look good, but it looks like it's not good for you at all.
That one looks like it won't cool down for like 10 minutes.
It tells you to like leave it in the crisping packet for 2 to 5 minutes after it's done. I leave it in there for 2 minutes. It's fine. Also, toaster strudels, 100% better than Pop-Tarts. You just have to put in the work.
Yes, but Pop-Tarts are still amazing.
I'm not going to bash Pop-Tarts.
Pop-Tarts are so
good. But I'm but just saying, toaster strudel, you get to pour your own icing, and the filling's a lot better.
The and apple the cinnamon?
Yeah.
Flaky?
Yeah. Yes, Emily, the crust. The crust is like the
best part. It's puff pastry. It's not some weird dough.
I had my first toaster strudel like last year.
You're crazy. You're absolutely nuts. What? Really?
Yeah. It's because Victoria.
What flavor was it?
It was strawberry.
Okay. I have some strawberry in the fridge because Target was really limited.
What's wrong with strawberry? What's wrong?
Well, because they have the apple one, and the apple one's amazing.
Well, and also toaster strudel, they have a lot of like other random, like they have Boston.
Yeah, they have like a blueberry one. They got a bunch of flavors. They have a strawberry cream cheese one.
Cinnabon. They have a Cinnabon one.
Oh my god, amazing!
I ate two toaster strudels in a day once.
I don't blame you.
It was a day
after like two bites. Like they are not big enough.
No, you guys remember the day that we were recording and I was eating toaster strudels?
Yeah. That random time. Yeah.
Really, that day, right after we finished, I ate the rest of the box.
I don't blame you.
Also, that's a reflection on my sweet tooth. They're so good. Anyways, one of my favorite Christmas traditions was me and my younger brother, what we would do is we would stay up all night on Christmas Eve, watch Halloween movies. We would watch Christmas movies.
That's a cool tradition.
So we did that every year, and we would just watch. We did it for both Halloween and Christmas, actually. And then we would just watch. We would start off with Elf, and then go into like how the Jim Carrey, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and
all National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, Lord of the Rings,
probably
Lord of the Rings Towers, Lord of the Rings Return of the King.
We did do Harry Potter.
Yes.
Yeah, we did do Harry Potter.
Barely even a Christmas movie.
Hey, there's Christmas in every movie.
Yeah, they happen to slip Christmas into every single movie. I don't know how, but it's like, all right.
Is Voldemort, does he get coal and that's like his real reason?
I think that's what it is. I think he's just mad he got coal and that's why he's out to get people.
Voldemort's Scrooge. Exactly. Oh my God.
Voldemort is Scrooge. There we go. Like Scrooge died and he became Voldemort. Instead of like a ghost of haunting past or whatever.
Scrooge died and split his soul seven times.
Throw the hashtag Voldemort is Scrooge.
I don't know. Scrooge has a redemption arc. Voldemort just dies, right? I've never read or seen
films. Spoilers, dude. I can't believe it.
Way to go, dude. People haven't seen the movie.
10,000 years old.
Potter now. It's going to be spoiled. I'm sorry.
Monster.
No.
First. The main plot line.
I watch all of them every year. Like,
I don't know why.
All eight in a box set on DVD, and I watch it all the time.
There we go.
It just feels so nice watching it on Christmas or like during Christmas. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what it is, but
it's always in that 25 days of Christmas, like the ABC family thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
That's weird.
By the way, that 25 days of Christmas is probably the best 25 days of television ever. After that, it's just all garbage. But
yeah, that's
true. I don't know. The 31 days of Halloween, I think, trumps it.
No.
Although I will admit they sort of replay the same like Halloween movies there. Like they do like Hocus Pocus a bunch. They do Nightmare Before Christmas a bunch. Whereas the 21 or 25 days of Christmas or whatever, they there's a lot more variety there. Yeah. So I'll admit to that. I'll man up.
So Elijah, tell us about the tradition you have with going to see lights and stuff, and that one special year was about with your family.
Oh yeah. Okay. So our family got really big. In a numerical sense, okay. okay. That's because we talk about 600-pound life. You know, I ain't trying to end up on that show. I'm just saying.
All right. Can we just bring that up in every podcast episode? Bring in 600-pound life.
Wait, hold on. Typically, a scale is based on a numerical value as well. So,
My God. Yeah.
I was just saying.
Unless you're talking like.
So one Christmas, we ended up having like it grew from between like our cousins into like a bunch of family. And so we would have like 15, 20 people go on our light adventure. And of course, we can't cram everybody into a Dodge Caravan. It's super, that's not safe. And so my aunt and my mom would always split a little bitty limousine. And for 2 years, they gave us the limousine or whatever. We'd go and they had like a tour route and stuff. They gave us like little cookies and Cokes and stuff. It was real cool. But 1 year, because we were like consistent customers or something like that, they upgraded us. And they didn't tell my aunt, which I'm pretty sure they told my aunt. She's, you know, plausible deniability. They upgraded us to a party bus.
Party bus.
I don't know if you've ever been on a party bus.
Never, ever have.
Tell us okay.
So it's awesome. I want to go back on a party bus.
Why didn't we get one for the bachelor party? Hey, we should have. Should have,
yeah. Drive us from our arcade place to our house.
Yeah. Oh, dude. I got one for prom my senior year with the
bus. There we go. Yeah. Okay. Oh, so we get in there. We're like, oh my God, it's a party bus. It's crazy. This is ridiculous. You know, like, oh no, it's free charge. We love you. Blah, blah, blah. Great thing for the company to do. It's fine. It's cool. The party bus had not one, two stripper poles. Stripper poles in the party bus. And immediately my dad, of all people, goes up there and goes, hey, y'all want to see how I paid for college? And then started, doing a dance. And then my mom started throwing money at him. It was very...
Oh, my.
I love it. Yeah. I love Christmas them and they're married. Miracle, dude.
Yeah. And the bad thing about the stripper pole thing is, like, my grandparents were there. You know, a bunch of the, like, my great aunt was there. It was, ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, so that was a nice conversation starter with the family. Hey, look at this stripper poles.
Stripper poles.
Stripper poles. There are two.
Look at the lights. Look outside.
Yeah. But like inside, like it had like a little light show laser stuff happening. It was great. Like nice. Cool sound system. We were blasting. The Rat Pack Christmas stuff. It slaps, I think is what the term is. It slapped. We slapped everybody. It was great.
I think dope is better, but all right.
Yeah,
dope
yeah. I agree. I don't like this term, slapped.
Yeah, I feel like that's we're a term.
Dead ass. I don't like dead ass either.
I like
nomenclature. Stop.
I think it's funny when people say
it's
dead
stupid.
Ass.
Stupid.
I don't like that either. That's dumb.
Y'all are making me feel like a toddler.
Well, you are the youngest of us. I will.
Wait, is he Chris? How old are you?
27.
Oh. Never mind. You're not the. Youngest.
I thought Emily was younger.
Yeah, Val and I are 26.
Yeah. But what's funny, sorry, this is not really Christmas related, but it's kind of a similar thing.
When you're on a stripper pole.
Every party bus has like a few stripper poles. I think that's like everyone. Because the one we had, and keep in mind, we're all like 17, 18 years old. Trying to be cool, so we're in that party bus, and there are a few stripper poles in there, and of course some of the guys think it'd be cool to try to strip, and one of them did the whole thing where they grabbed the pole and they tried to spin around, but their legs came out real quick and they just fell on their back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be hard to do in a moving vehicle, especially.
Oh, I know, right?
No, it's just a talent or a skill. You know, you can develop it. You know, and if you have experience in it, like then you really got to start asking questions. That's the thing.
You can do it if you really put your mind to it.
Yeah. Don't be deterred. Hey, the average stripper makes like $150,000 a year. Most of that's going to be cash. Okay, so they don't have to report it to the IRS. All right, so. I have a
bad here.
Whenever,
this podcast really got away from us there.
Yeah. Elijah's out here really encouraging strippers, guys.
Just pursue your dreams. Like, not everybody is made to be a lawyer and doctor, you know? Like, there are other ways to get rich.
There's
Cardi B. She's a great example.
Along the way.
And role model.
No.
I can't wait for her Christmas album.
Oh no!
Please. Lap two in the snow. You know,
in the snow. There's a subtitle.
Yeah, colon in the snow.
Anyways, you wanna what are these debates? What are the debates that you guys have for us?
Well, actually, first, so like our lost episode, we pretty much talked about like the guys and like, you know, you're never gonna know what this is about, but like,
yeah,
we basically touched up on like how we basically used to wait up for video games and stuff, like for Christmas. Like that was what one of our things. But now I have Emily on. I want to know what like she was waiting for, like for like what does she like mainly look forward to on Christmas, like present wise?
Just Dance. It comes out every year.
Video games.
So a game?
we're expecting something different.
But that was starting from when I was like 16 or 17. So yeah, like, you know, that was later.
Just Dance has been around that long. Jeez.
Yeah. Yes. Well, dude, they had to do all of the years.
All of the years? I think 20.
Or just have DLC. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Just one game with like 3,000 DLCs. A new song is a DLC.
That turns into, you know, that's like what Skyrim does, right?
Dance 300 BC. That'd be so cool.
Just drums.
Do they ever add dabbing to probably, right?
Oh, I bet they did. Sure. Well, I stopped buying them, or my mom stopped getting them for me. years ago. So I haven't seen them. The most recent thing I did see, because we went to GameStop today, I saw they had Just Dance 2021, and I thought about it.
I
read like who's on it, and I'm like, man, I don't even know these songs. So
was WAP on there? Can we dance to WAP?
No.
I don't know.
If it is, I don't know. I'm gonna. Anyway.
So nope. Maybe that should be a thing again.
Just Dance?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Just Dance every year.
Elijah really wants to dance to WAP, so we need to hurry.
Dude, so we were at a Christmas party not too long ago, and the guy running the party and stuff was DJing, and he put on just like some regular trap music, and I was like, dude, put on some Christmas carols. We're at a Christmas party. And he's like, yeah, and he legitimately put on WAP or WAP. Is it WAP? It's WAP.
WAP.
And he put on WAP, and I was like, oh, Val, this could have been our song.
Is this a song? Like it's a new song?
No, it's Cardi B's song, and it stands for inappropriate things.
I told you.
When I was in high school, there was did tell me. I remember now.
That song.
But not to be confused with the one that's like WAP, WAP, WAP. Let me see you WAP, WAP. That's a song, but that's not what Cardi B, you know.
No. Cardi B's a little bit different.
Why she gotta take WAP from us?
We got a lot to talk about after Christmas episodes.
We really do. Yeah.
So, all right. So before we get into these questions, check out this. I made it for you guys, because look at all the places we are. Look at all the things we're on.
Yeah.
Where you can
watch all the social medias,
like us and follow and share and all that stuff.
What's the thing with the different colors?
That's the Google.
First off, they did an update and like refreshed their stuff. They completely screwed over their like home menu like setting. Like I have like 17,000 podcasts that I listen to, and trying to find them now is ridiculous. Like I just want I have to scroll through instead of just like typing in episode whatever, season whatever. Now I have to like scroll, and it's annoying, and it didn't save my place. So I had to listen to the same scary story twice, and I wasn't as scared the second time because I knew what's going to happen.
Never as scary the second time.
Yeah. So, you Google jerk.
We're not going to get Google to sponsor us that way.
You're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to buy a Google Pixel iPhone 5
because you keep
showing me.
So we need the best Christmas opinions here.
Okay.
Because this is important, and this is going to establish how you're going to celebrate Christmas for the rest of your lives. Do you put a star or an angel at the top of your Christmas tree?
A star.
I usually put a picture of me because I am an angel and a star.
An angel and a star.
Nice. Oh my god!
I've always had Star.
That was the most cheesiest joke I've ever heard. It hit so well, dude. That was
he's gonna crash again. He's like, dude, I'm out.
I need a minute. He's
like, Elijah, I'm out, dude.
Yeah. It's like, I'm done with y'all. You know, I've always had a Star.
Me too.
I've never had an Angel, but like our tree this year, we didn't have time to find a Star, so. It's naked.
Yeah, it's not over.
Well, okay, we went to Walmart. They're already getting rid of the Christmas section at our Walmart.
Good.
Yeah, they move fast.
How dare you?
They need to show the same respect that they show Halloween to Christmas to every other holiday. If they're going to get rid of it, be prepared to...
But they're not even preparing for anything. They just started shoving toys and stuff in there. And like... The rest of the Christmas stuff was all shoved onto like one little aisle, and I was like, "I need a Star, dude!" Like, they used to carry a nice little red Star you could light up independently. That would go great with our tree, but it's not. We don't have it.
Yeah, it's like the man's thing, dude. You have to complete that. It's
Arnold Schwarzenegger at the end of Jingle All the Way. What does he do?
He tells what's his face not to do it because
exactly
his job.
Put the Star down.
Put the cookie star down. Did y'all know they made a Jingle All the Way too? By the way.
Oh no!
Yeah. I keep trying to get Val to watch it, and we're gonna. We just watched the first one yesterday, day before,
and the sequel is better. It's better than the first one,
right? That's what I'm saying. It's 2014, right? So. It's a girl instead of a boy.
No, what year did the first one come out?
Like 96? 96, 93?
We watched a bunch of pitch meetings for Jingle All the Way.
Christmas with the Cranks,
and Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
I like the Santa Claus. Christmas with the Cranks is okay. I'm okay with it.
No, but like the pitch meeting the for pitch Christmas meeting.
With the yeah, yeah, yeah. I need to watch those. That guy's pretty funny.
They talk
he deserves his YouTube money.
Like, I mean, how much screen time can you really get with someone just trying to make a purchase?
Yeah. Okay, so some more questions here.
Wait. I always had an angel.
Oh,
this is actually.
Really? But what kind of angel though? Like a big fluffy angel, or like?
It was. Pretty classic looking, I think, like a pretty angel, but it did light up from the inside. And I think it plugged into the lights that were in the tree. So it wasn't.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
That's interesting.
I actually remember one year we had Santa Claus.
Oh,
a Santa Claus on the top.
All white Santa
Claus. That's just like, you're just like asking for trouble because he's going to be eating his milk, drinking his cookie or whatever. He's going to be putting nutrition in his body, and he's going to be seeing himself on a tree. Like, wow, really? What you going to do to me?
That's what I look like.
Well, that's what – I mean, yes.
Yeah. That's fine.
I mean, that's interesting. You know what? That's new. It's different. I'm for it.
But now, I mean, ever since then, we've done Stars. Yeah, we have a Star.
That actually leads us into my next question, which is what kind of cookies do you leave for Santa?
Oh – I think just leave the cookie that you want to eat. You know, we traditionally left out like Oreos because we had those. But I mean, Chewy Chips Ahoy are always a good go-to.
Yes.
There's like the Chip Ahoy that have like the cream inside them now. Like,
oh yeah, I remember those. Yeah.
There's a S'mores Chips Ahoy now too.
Yeah, he would love those. That'd be Chris's cookie right there.
Stuff with Chewy Chips Ahoy with anything, and I'll buy them, dude.
What's Snickerdoodle? Like, that's why I would leave them,
Oh yeah, for sure.
A Great American Cookie Snickerdoodle, or the M&M one with the M&Ms.
Oh yes.
Underrated version of the chocolate chip is the M&M cookie.
That's true.
I feel like he would love just standard chocolate chip, so I would just leave him chocolate chip.
Okay.
No, he's basic.
I bet he likes sugar cookies. I bet he's more basic than that.
Yes.
That is basic or cookies.
But like the sugar cookies where it's got like the sugar crystals on it, so it's sparkling.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
Or like or like the red and green like sugar cookies like crystal.
Oh yeah, with the different colored sprinkles.
Or what about even the
the ones with the roll or whatever, and you cut them up, and it's got like the
a Christmas tree or like a sleigh.
No. He's probably like this
kid, so it's a little bit like a little.
Dude, we're all
he's like, no, this kid's getting coal.
Yeah, no, I was gonna say we're all gonna wake up on Christmas Day with coal under our tree and a letter, and Santa's just saying, "This is for thinking I'm basic."
Yeah. Really, he's hipster. He actually enjoys soy milk.
I think that's
right.
Because he's lactose intolerant, remember? Santa Claus?
Yeah, but he develops a sweet, you know, he changes his body.
That's very true, yeah. Yeah.
So he was like, but he was like, appreciate it. He probably likes
almond milk these days.
Honestly, yeah, I'm okay with that.
We know.
Oh, one more thing, though, about the milk, though, like for the cookie. Okay, so my every, like, we had a big Christmas breakfast for my family. We always had Promised Land chocolate milk. And that's what we would leave him. We would leave Santa a little bit of that.
Aww.
And then the next morning we would chug that stuff.
And then all the rest goes to you guys.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. We give him his tax, and then you know we move on. You know.
It'd be like that much.
My parents taught me about tax and you know how it's slept. So
yeah, give to Santa what belongs to Santa.
Exactly. So we appease Santa Claus.
So that's all the trade-off is. It's not even just for to the kindness of your heart. It's more of a tax. That's
it's a tip.
It's more of a like, hey, buddy, keep it up.
I never had Promised Land chocolate milk until you guys.
Oh, it's the greatest thing on the planet.
So, the colored lights, the rainbow lights, or just like the white lights?
Colored.
Like on a tree, yeah.
Colored.
Yeah.
Basic. If you're inside, you use warm tones. You use the warm light. If you're outside, you use the LED bright lights. So, I'm a traditionalist like that. If you like color, go for color. It's fine. I'm more of a traditionalist, though.
Well, you're wrong, so there's that.
Yeah, well, you like s'mores, okay?
Yeah, who doesn't?
We all like communists. S'mores.
Yeah, communists. That's true.
Okay. Just because they can't afford s'mores.
I just want lights that come on the tree already. That's
you don't want to put like extra lights up there? You don't want to do that work?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, hold on. Elaborate on that. What?
Like, I obviously, like, we don't get a real tree, but, like, I like the trees that come with lights on them.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of lights that, like, I don't care if they're colored or white or what. Yeah. But if they're already on the tree, then that works for me. Pre-assembled
lights, man.
We have a pre-assembled
light. My brother, we used to do that. We used to wrap the tree in lights.
Yeah. My parents used to have red chili pepper lights.
Really? Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah, they're like plastic, and they looked like little red chilies. We used to do that, you know.
Nice.
Did that. Those are interesting. My mom went through a whole like red and gold aesthetic phase, and a couple years ago, she got tired of it and then switched to blue and silver. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, which I didn't realize blue and silver is like a popular aesthetic for Christmas. I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, yeah, we got it going on. It's like
it's true.
And stuff, you know?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. We were trying to find the adventure of Val's Christmas aesthetic, but we ended up going red and gold with a dash of white.
Have you guys seen those trees with like the little string lights in them?
Mm-mm.
They're like weird, not like regular Christmas lights. They're just like, I don't know how to explain them.
Like additional like string lights like attached to the tree?
So like they're like the tree branch itself.
Oh no.
Like fiber optic.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Those.
Yes. Yeah.
We had that. We have a mini tree like that, and Val and I got it when we were in college.
For sure, those are tight. Those are tight.
It comes with
those look cool.
I've never seen like a big one, like a large tree.
Yeah,
like
I've never seen a big one either. I've always seen like the little mini ones, like
upside down trees.
Oh yeah,
yes.
That was a thing. I don't know if it's still a thing, but I remember
I going hope not.
And seeing like a bunch dumb. Of them in the store, and they're just upside down, and
they're freaky.
I don't understand, but I kind of liked it.
We let art and aesthetics go unchecked, and that's what happens. We get upside down trees.
My mom had a palm tree.
So did my mom, and I remember me and my aunt. We kind of scolded her, and she lets us know about it every year. And she ends up getting a tree, but they still have the palm tree and it's still decorated. Like they yeah. they like, out of spite, they yeah. never it's took it down. The only tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
That's great. Yeah, because Jesus was born in the desert kind of mm-hmm. thing. That's what my mom says. And so a palm tree is more appropriate than a pine
tree. It reminds me of the beer commercial. The Mexican cerveza. Corona.
Oh, I was going to say Dos Equis.
No, Corona, like the guy like whistles a Tannenbaum and he lights up the palm tree.
Oh, yes. Yeah, exactly.
Classic holiday commercial.
So speaking of trees, real tree or a fake tree?
I used to be a proponent of the real tree.
Yeah.
But.
And you got bugs.
Then you got bugs. You got the needle spines coming down, you know.
Yeah, it's a mess.
The very few things that I do for the environment, you know,
water like in the
you gotta do water and you gotta do a little splash of orange juice because the vitamin C helps seal up the root. I've always been told.
And it can light on fire.
Never.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, plastic can light on fire too, though.
I don't think I've ever had a real.
A less chance though, but it can still. Yeah.
There's a home video of my parents. They're taking down the Christmas tree. So, like, Christmas is over. And they're like, no, we got to get ready for the Easter bunny. And they're, like, trying to make it, like, it's going to be okay. We got to get it. And I'm, like, 2 years old. And I am screaming, crying. I mean, I'm just, like, I'm just, like, wiping. You know, the kids wiping their eyes.
Washing,
like, I wanted to stay longer. And I'm, like, so mad. And they're, like, no, we got to go throw it away. And I'm, like, no. It's one of the best home videos that I think
we would always keep our tree up like way past January. Like it would just be dead, you know, like we clearly neglected it after Christmas Day. We kept like through February at some points. Yeah.
To Chris's point, have y'all seen that video where it's like 90 seconds in the tree, it completely engulfs like a small apartment.
Oh, yeah,
it does like a little. It's like a little time lapse video.
Yeah, it's like
it's not even a time lapse. It's 90 seconds from like the spark from the socket to the whole tree going up.
It's like a firefighter training video, and it's just like scary. It's very freaking scary.
It's sad, dude.
Well, back in the olden days, though, whenever they did the decorating of like the tree, they used to put like actual candles and stuff on there.
Back in my day.
I'm talking about history.
Yeah, but like, that's such a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know what we're going to do? Let's take the trees from outside, we'll bring them on the inside, and we'll light them on fire. Like, no. Oh, and we'll add some tinsel.
Yeah.
Extra flammable stuff.
Yeah, dude, whoever thought of real trees inside, dummy.
How dare you insult my culture?
It's something to Thor, I want to say.
No, it's Nordic and Germanic tradition to bring in the tree because, again, it's wintertime, thinking 2,000 years ago, everything's dying around you. You know, animals are dying or hibernating. You know, everything becomes scarce. You know, you don't see the sun for like 10 hours a day. You bring in the tree to help preserve it and bring in spring.
Yeah. No, we have a real tree.
You bring in you like cut a tree down.
Yeah, and you keep it alive and you preserve it. And then that's the last green thing on the earth.
Are you supposed to replant it though?
Yeah, I was about to say
that. You can. Yeah. But it's meant to like you got to, you know, bring it back. Hmm. Like nature's going to return to like spring and, you know, be bountiful again.
Hmm. So it's hope.
Yeah. It's like that. It's a big ass embodiment of hope. And you light it on fire.
And then you light it on fire. And then that's your fire for the night. That's how you cook your meat. That's your campfire.
Yeah.
It's the circle of life.
The circle of life.
Do y'all turn on the heater during Christmas or during cold weather? Or you just let it get as cold as possible?
Get as cold as possible, and I still turn on a fan.
Ooh.
Wow. It varies. If I'm feeling, I'm in between. Sometimes I'll do that and I'll still turn on like sleep with a fan on and everything.
Absolutely.
Other days I'll turn on the heater as high as I can so I can heat up. I can't do it sometimes. I can't last.
I usually just, I mean, it's like, it, like wearing sweaters and stuff is awesome. So I don't bother turning on a heater. Plus it's money.
That's
you
true.
And hey, you ain't going to die.
You ain't gonna die. Feel
yeah. Like I usually prefer to like just turn the heater off and just let it get cold and it's fine.
Yeah,
I feel like I got a chihuahua.
Yeah,
that's real stuff for a chihuahua. He could actually die in yeah. like 60 degrees. Oh my god, it's so sad to watch. I even made yeah. him sweaters, and still he's just there like, why is it so cold, mom?
Cooper. Yeah, sometimes when it gets really cold, even Archie's just like, dude, I can't. Like last night, actually, it got really cold, and he still has like his own blanket and everything.
Yeah,
and he was like, dude, I can't do this. So he came and he slept under like with me under and like my large comforter.
Aww.
And he was like, bro, I need body heat. I need something because I'm struggling.
Bro, I need
my cold. Odin hasn't done anything like that.
He's yeah. got a coat.
Odin. He does. Well, we just got him like super trimmed.
He looks good, really.
Yeah, he looks really good.
And yeah.
He's changing colors. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. He's changing a lot of colors. He's like turning silver now. I think it might be the stress we're inducing on him. You know, it's really just gray hair.
Let's go.
But he'll go out. Like yesterday, it was like in the low 30s when I took him out. And he still wanted to go run around and, you know, he peed everywhere.
Yeah,
He doesn't show any sort of like signs that he's cold.
It's his first winter.
Yeah, it's his first time he's ever experienced it. Yeah,
yeah.
But he's a nice Germanic dog. You know, they're bred for cold weather. Maybe I don't know. Probably not.
Not
but we did get him a sweater, and we do let him wear it sometimes. So, but he hasn't shown any sort of signs that he's cold or anything. Like, he never goes like bundles up like with a blanket or anything because he has one in his crate, yeah. And he never, you know. He's fine.
He runs hot anyways. He's like
he dies. Oh my god. Him and Val are just furnaces. Furnaces.
What's the plural furnaces?
I know. Furnace, great yeah. heat.
So do you all say Merry Christmas or do you say Happy Holidays?
Merry Christmas.
If I hear a Merry Christmas, I'll reciprocate Merry Christmas. If I hear Happy Holiday, I'll say Happy Holiday.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Never said Happy Holidays.
I think Starbucks made me say it once, like with the cup.
They held him at gunpoint. They said, "Say it. Say Happy Holidays right now."
Yeah, ooh. Like
they how up. Dare you?
They were transitioning. I was like, "Happy Holidays." Wait, what?
I think if someone says Merry Christmas, I know that I definitely say that back. But I want to say yeah. if they say Happy Holidays, it just feels like a lot to say. And I'm just like, "You too."
Yeah. Happy Chrysler.
Happy Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler.
Merry Chrysler.
Tis the cheese.
Tis the cheese.
Oh,
cheese is greetings.
Cheese is greetings.
I forgot about that. Oh, dude, that's the best
commercial. Hashtag never forget.
Shout out to those guys. They died.
Yeah, what happened to them? They have like random people in the Sonic commercials now.
I know. I don't know. There's probably some big story. And they weren't even making that much money because I remember we looked a long time ago, right? Yeah. And like Flo is making like a million plus.
Oh, yeah.
Flo, you know, and they're making like 10,000, you know, a year.
Jeez, dude.
Yeah.
But to sit in a car and like say a couple lines.
Oh, it's worth.
And created a nice little trend of like videos and pop culture and stuff where like everyone sort of mimicked it. Yeah.
One of them was in a movie with Kevin Hart and Will Ferrell.
Really?
Will Ferrell is going to jail.
Oh, get hard.
Yeah, get hard.
Yeah.
Quite the title. Quite the title. Oh, but he's in the
only one who's seen that movie.
I'm so thankful right now that Emily is here because of that now.
Yeah.
But yeah, one of them was in that movie.
Nice.
That's crazy.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Good for them.
The other one may have dropped off the face of the planet. But anyways. You got any more of the debate questions for us?
No, that's it, my bro.
That's it. All right. So, last topic of the day. Let's talk about sports. So, Elijah, you want to hit us with that college football?
All right. So, Val and Emily are proud members of the Texas A&M Fighting Aggie alumni.
Class of 2015. Woo!
Yep. And... y'all are in a really good position right now. to be in the college football playoff.
Ooh, the bowl game.
Because y'all are number five, right? Hey. And in the last six, the last four out of the last 6 years, number five has always gotten in.
Okay.
So Notre Dame and Clemson play each other in the ACC championship game. So that loser is going to be out, especially if it's Clemson. That's the two-loss team. So you could y'all are sitting pretty. Y'all are having a good spot. My gripe that I have is Cincinnati, an undefeated team over A&M, and who has blown everybody out of that they've played against by at least 10 points. Like, they look good. Desmond Ridder should be a Heisman candidate, I believe. You know, the committee's really putting them away and saying, hey, if you're not a Power 5 team, don't bother showing up. You know, it happened to Boise State a couple years ago during the great Kellen Moore run. They should have competed for a national championship in 2011, but yes, you know, you're there. So my thing is look, like, going forward, like, if you're a group of five team and Cincinnati doesn't make it into the playoff, go home and never could, like, go create your own conference. And no, I'm being serious. Like go create a group of five college football playoff. Don't be with the group of five, you know, or kick, you know, teams out like Vanderbilt and replace them with good teams like Cincinnati, you know. Because, like, for me, who, like, always champions the underdog, it's a great American spirit thing to do. Like, we're never going to see that in a college football playoff ever. The BCS model was the only time we would ever see something like that happen. It didn't. It's not going to happen now with people judging it. So that's my big gripe. But it's the best time of the year for college football because it's bowl season coming up.
Bowl season.
You got 30 bowls still happening, 40 of them were scheduled.
Tostitos.
30 have, there you go, the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. Yeah.
Orange Bowl.
The Orange Bowl. New Year's Day Six Bowl is a big one. The Rose Bowl, the granddaddy of them all.
Chick-fil-A Bowl?
The Chick-fil-A.
The Chick-fil-A Bowl, yeah.
Like a Gator Bowl?
Yeah, they got a Gator Bowl. They got a Cheez-It Bowl. They got a, like, Kraft Fight Hunger Bowl, which Kraft owns Cheez-It, so they're running two bowls. No, I love bowl games. I can't wait to watch, like, you know, a 2-4 LSU take on, like, you know, a Miami of Ohio team. It's going to be great. So I'm glad bowl games are still happening. So big champion of them. So
you can't wait for the popcorn bowl.
Yeah.
Popcorn after this.
Yeah. They got the San Diego Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
Yeah.
That one got canceled. So.
Oh, you hate to see it.
Yeah.
It's just canceled.
You hate to see it.
But the important ones for me, you know, the Cotton Bowl and the Alamo Bowl are still on. And so, yeah. Yeah, that's my rant. Yeah.
I haven't been following football at all this year. How is Alabama doing?
Alabama is still number one, and they have the best offense I've ever seen Alabama ever run, ever.
Oh, gosh.
Their defense is still top-notch, and they still just they're still on track to grab another number one recruiting class. But their offense is the best I've ever seen an Alabama offense, ever. Whenever they play against Florida, and this is another playoff game where if they lose, like Florida beats them, there's still a chance for A&M to pass them up, even though A&M is their only loss to Alabama. But A&M right now, y'all need to be the biggest Florida Gator fans on the planet.
One more, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is they started out really weak. And I feel like if Texas played Oklahoma in the first 2 weeks of the season, we would have won. Mm-hmm. And we would be in charge of the Big 12. But Oklahoma looks really good now. Like, their offense started to click. Their defense is getting better. It's not good. Well, it's not great, but it's not, you know, it's good, but it's not great type thing. But their offense is clicking, and it's really good. And they're going to be playing Iowa State, who's ranked number six right behind A&M. And they're going to be playing in the Big 12 championship game against so it's Oklahoma and Iowa State. So that's going to be one to watch. So I like this playoff system. I wish they would expand it, and I wish they would allow group of five teams like Cincinnati. Coastal Carolina, I mean, they're a great story. the fighting chickens is what they are. I think it's their mascot. It's a sort of teal chicken. You know, like they're a great story, and you know, we won't get to see them. So,
yeah.
Jeez. Well, that I'm glad you're excited about that. But let's get on to some basketball. James Harden.
James Harden was on that party bus with me. That's what he was doing instead of playing basketball.
So okay, so the funny thing about this is there's been a meme going around. It's like they're calling James Harden a shapeshifter. I think you may have said this to me. Someone said this to me, and it was just a picture of James Harden just. His shape, I guess, would say
the far right. Yeah, that one.
Let me see if I can get it on here.
He's becoming the Santa Claus, guys.
he's becoming Santa Claus.
Yeah, he got the suit.
No.
Just, oh my god, he's got red and white on. Oh yeah. No.
But yeah, apparently he was training. He spent the off season training in Las Vegas and Atlanta. Which, one, Las Vegas is known for their nightlife, so obviously that's already not good.
And he's already known to be visiting
strip clubs. And Atlanta has the, quote-unquote, best strip clubs in the country, and he's been training in Atlanta, too. So I don't think that his time was spent training, just based off the pictures. I'm going to go ahead and say that now.
Games.
I don't know if those are like the right games, though.
So much games.
Different kind of games. But yeah, to go off of that, though.
Like Tim Allen's transition.
Yeah. Really looks like he's turning into the Santa Claus.
Now we know, y'all.
Is he just wearing
Santa
a lot of clothes,
is
it just?
I mean, if they're wearing like their warm-out stuff, like the warm-up stuff, I mean, like, that can be kind of. Like
pretty sure it's like form fitting though.
No. Yeah, exactly. Like the warm up stuff should still be form fitting. And I don't know what's happened to that guy. Like great offensive player, cool. He can't lead. He can't play defense. Go watch a James Harden defensive highlight reel, and me and Chris can play better defense than him.
The thing is you and I have like talked about this before, and
yeah,
when they brought Westbrook, like that was hope. They would at least be able to play well together. Harden wouldn't have to like shoot as many shots. Like Russ can lead, not necessarily lead, but like put up those points.
But he can motivate the team to play better.
Or even then, Westbrook could be that leader, and James Harden can actually shoot. But obviously that didn't work out. Westbrook got traded, but now James Harden wants out, and I believe it's the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets. Were in talks to trade for him, but there are other teams. I actually just got a notification from Bleacher Report saying there are other like playoff caliber teams that want him.
Yeah. And it's basketball too. So like that trade could happen and like four or five teams get different stuff, you know, which I never understood the trade system in basketball. I don't like it. Cause you can literally trade like head coaches and stuff. It's weird. It's a weird thing. But yeah, look, I think James Harden's probably the most overrated player that's ever like happened in the game outside of I guess not overrated, but over like what's like the expectation of him?
We set the bar really high for him, but that's warranted because he produced like good seasons. Like he had that the season where he was MVP. Like a great player. Like scoring, what was it, 40 points a game or something like that, or averaging like it was crazy. He was always doing a triple double.
Like he's a good player and he scores like a crap ton, but it's just he's always on the wrong team, in my opinion.
Yeah,
I think so too. I think that system like that he was in Houston was like probably his best system, and like that's the best you're gonna get out of him. If he's going to Philadelphia, he's gonna regress. Philadelphia doesn't run. That type of like run and gun, run and shoot, quick scoring offense. They like their big men. They like holding the ball for 20 seconds. You know, they're not gonna. If he goes to Philadelphia, that's not gonna be good at all. If he goes over to Brooklyn,
they're gonna have to get rid of Kevin Durant. they're going to have to get rid of, because Kyrie, and I don't believe Kyrie and James Harden can exist on the same team.
Oh, no. Kyrie can't exist with anybody. My God.
The thing is Harden would be good with KD, because then that would be KD's team. Like, KD would be the leader. He would be the sole head honcho there.
Y'all remember those days? Those
were good days. Right? Dude, they were insane. Westbrook, Harden, and KD.
That's when he was the best, because he had a great team surrounding him. Like, he's been a great player, but he can do it by himself, man.
I agree.
That's why I think Brooklyn would be a cool idea, just because it would be KD's team and James Harden. He doesn't have to be. People won't see him as a leader anymore, which he's not. Like, it would be fine.
Yeah, and he's shown that. He's not quite a sixth man. Like, you have to have him on the floor, you know. Yeah. But like, his role in OKC when he was the sixth man, and then the first early years with Houston were probably his best. He'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but so. I don't see Brooklyn parting way with Kyrie, just because Kevin Durant just got back, so they want to see how Kyrie and Kevin Durant. I do think that duo could actually play well if Kyrie just shuts up.
It's just how many burner accounts can Kevin Durant make to back up on Twitter to back up Kyrie and himself. You know,
he's gonna need to make like a million, dude. Who did you see what Kyrie did with the whole pawns thing? He posted on Instagram saying he doesn't want to talk to these pawns.
He's talking. Right, yeah, because he got fined for not going to the media day for Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't want to talk to these pawns. And then he got fined for that, too.
Kyrie is getting to the point. Like, I really liked him when he was with the Cavs. I really liked him when he was. I didn't like him his last year at the Cavs, because I just thought he was complaining at that point.
He was throwing people under the bus. Like, he was calling out teammates saying that they sucked, and that's not what you do.
I didn't really like that. And then Celtic, I think he was only there two seasons.
Yeah.
So his first season, I really.
Hayward were together, but then Hayward died.
Yeah.
And then came back, but. Hayward was never on the floor because he broke his leg.
Yeah.
But so it became Kyrie's team. And that's like in that locker room, he was legitimately calling out people like Marcus Smart and saying like he sucks, even though Marcus Smart's a great player.
The thing is, that's the thing. He was going at all the young players, trying to. It was like a Jimmy Butler going at Karl Anthony Towns. And,
It kind of reminds me of, how you had that girl or man or them. Or it, and they're like a toxic relationship, and she just keeps blaming other people.
Yeah,
you know, like that's what Kyrie Irving is. He's the toxic relationship antagonist.
Yeah,
I'm trying to use a big word. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think
he's like Kyrie Irving is the equivalent of like a toxic relationship. You know, like you want to be in it, and it's great. You know, you get a nice skillet brownie at the end of the day, but that brownie's full of raisins instead of chocolate chips. Oh, you know,
that's horrible.
That's exactly what it's like. That's exactly what every relationship with Kyrie Irving is.
Yeah, I don't know. Kyrie, his personality has just gone downhill since he got that championship. But whatever. I think it would be cool to see James Harden just go to the Knicks, just because maybe he can resurrect the Knicks from not being total garbage every year, you know?
Yeah.
Also, Golden State would be a nice idea because they just love to catch and shoot. But again, everybody would probably jump down his throat and say he's just joining them just to join them. Because they're champions,
which I keep forgetting that they're a team. Because every one of them, every starter for Golden State was down last year.
Yeah. Except Draymond.
Who?
Draymond.
Oh yeah, Draymond Green. Who his true colors show? He's not that good of a player.
No. Oh, and Klay Thompson is out again for another year.
Yeah, he broke his Achilles
because he re-injured.
He didn't re-injure it. He broke it new.
Oh my God, it was the most unfortunate thing. But yeah, I think Golden State may be an idea then. If Klay is out, they would bring in James Harden. I don't know the other teams that are looking at James Harden, but I mean, just beware.
Yeah, I don't think Golden State can afford because they're already paying a luxury tax from when they had Durant still, and they probably can't afford him anymore.
And they maxed out, I think, Steph and Klay.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and then Draymond's probably gonna. I mean,
Draymond Green got like $80 million or something like that. Like,
yeah, but I don't know. It's just dumb. James Harden, please get back to what you were before.
Yeah.
Last thing I wanted to talk about was, did you guys see? We talked about this before. Jake Paul knocked out Nate Robinson. Mm-hmm. Did you guys see his call out for Conor McGregor to fight Conor McGregor?
I think he told us about it. I didn't see anything.
Like I did like see it, but I saw a bunch of reactions to it. And dude,
it was.
He like calls Conor McGregor's wife like a 4 out of 10. Dude,
it was the most disrespectful thing because he goes, "I don't know. I don't understand how you can still be with your wife." He says it a little bit more vivid and descriptive than I am, but he says, "I don't know how you're going to be with your wife. She's a 4. I know that you can do better." Like, he came at Conor McGregor's wife to call him out just for a fight.
An insult to him?
Is that like?
It's really just an insult to her.
Yeah. Well, no. Jake Paul. That's why. Yeah. Jake Paul knows that if he wants to get. No. If Jake Paul knows that if he wants to get at you, then he's going to go at the one you love. You know, that's what that sort of thing
is. Use that psychological manipulation.
Oh, yeah.
Crap, dude.
Yeah.
That's like.
It's Canadian.
And one of Conor McGregor's teammates, they rolled up. I think it was when they were on their like training site or whatever. And Jake Paul came out of like a back of a truck and started throwing wet toilet paper at him.
Ew.
And he nailed his sparring teammate in the face, and he took a screenshot of that and put it as his IG picture. So Jake Paul is riding this wave of confidence when he knocked out Nate Robinson, and now he's just calling every single fighter out.
Confidence, that's just confidence, dude.
Y'all remember when I told you I looked at a picture of The Rock and I was like, I could take him? It's that.
Yeah.
That's see, The Rock is really big. You're not small, but you know, you got leverage against his kneecaps. Boom.
So your wife's a 4, and that equals me being a better fighter than you, so
I don't know. All I know is that if he fights an actual fighter and not Nate Robinson, he's going down.
Yeah. Dude, I don't like either one of these dudes, but I would love to see McGregor just sock him in the face for that.
Yeah.
He's going to end his life. There's no nice way to put it.
Would you pay for that pay-per-view, though?
Yes. To see Conor McGregor beat the daylights out of Jake Paul, yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah.
Just to defend your wife's honor, it must be, you know, it'll be important. It'll be the most important fight of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyways, I think that's all the sports talk we had for the week. It was
in Christmas week with Jake Paul.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
I know, right?
No.
Well, we just want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas. We will not be having an episode, obviously, for next week because we'll all be doing Christmassy stuff. Absolutely go check out our past stuff. I'll be working on a little project to put out for Christmas week so we can have something out there. Thank y'all very much. And we want to wish y'all a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah.
And actually, like, Happy New Year too, because we probably won't be back until the next Saturday, which will be January 2nd. So,
oh my gosh!
Oh,
and all these people think that we're gonna get out of 2020. Hold on,
we're not in the clear yet.
You're jinxing it.
Yeah.
Put all of
2021 is not gonna be your year. Okay.
Remember, we said that Corona wouldn't last that long. Look what happened. So don't count your eggs before the hatch or whatever.
We'll put all your 2020 affairs in order, and then we'll see you on the other side. You know,
Exactly. Anyways, all right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for subscribing. Thank you, Emily, for being a part of the show again. You know, we always love to have you on. So definitely, you're always welcomed. Please be sure to share this. Have a great Christmas, and again, this has been another episode of the Thought Arcade.
Bye.
Listening to the Thought Arcade. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a positive review. We air the show live every Saturday at 11 a.m. on our Facebook page. but you can find us everywhere. We're on YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just type in the Thought Arcade. Now go be great.